Welcome to the snack episode of the Big Film Buffet. My name is Jen Fricker and Alexi Toliopoulos.
Mm-hmm.
There's one name that's on everybody's lips.
Ooh, okay.
And that one name is made up of two names smooshed together.
It's a compound name.
It's a compound name, honey, and it's called Bennifer.
Ooh.
They're back.
Bennifer is back. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez.
Mm.
We're living in 2002, 2003 era nostalgia.
All I care about is Jenny from the Block and Oscar winner?
Yes.
Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honestly loving it. Little crumbs of serotonin, watching photos of them back together after so long.
It takes you back to that Gigli era. It takes you back to that Jersey Girl era. It takes you back to that Jenny from the Block era.
A simpler time.
A power couple has been reborn and resurrected.
It started me on a path of thinking about our favorite power couples.
Oh.
On the silver screen.
Hollywood legends collaborating with each other.
Exactly.
Mm.
Like, I was trying to think, like, who is kind of on that same level of iconicism?
Those iconoclastic characters.
Exactly.
Played by iconoclastic actors, bringing them to the big screen.
And we've talked about them before, but mm-hmm. a couple that I'm obsessed with and would love to just hang out at their house
yep.
one afternoon. Javier Bardem.
Oh.
And Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. My two favorites. I love Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz. You know, they have such electric chemistry together on screen. I think that's what is so exciting about them as like an on-screen pair, because they have such like intimate and like fiery chemistry. I remember they'd made a movie together back in the 90s called Jamon Jamon, which is like a Spanish very sexy thriller. And
is sexy?
Very sexy. Very sexy thriller. And then they kind of like worked together on a few other movies, but they didn't really hit it off until they did Vicky Cristina Barcelona together and became an actual real life couple.
IRL. Yeah.
IRL couple. There was an interview I saw for a movie that they did with Asghar Farhadi, the Iranian filmmaker who won an Oscar for A Separation. And the film that they made with him called Everybody Knows, I had this great interview where they talked about not bringing their work life home with them.
Mm.
So even though like they leave it all on the screen, they leave it all on the set, they come back home and they don't talk about it. I'm like, that is pretty impressive. It makes sense how they can make it all work, right?
Yeah. That boundary. Yeah, because I guess there'd be nothing worse, right?
Mm.
Just like getting in the car after a long day.
A long day of yelling at each other in character.
In Spanish, presumably.
Presumably.
Perhaps some inglés as well.
Yes. Penelope, I love that scene that we did together today.
But I do kind of love the idea of like two movie stars getting in the car at the end of the day and being like, what are we going to do for dinner?
Yeah.
Have you done the washing yet?
Exactly.
That kind of thing. What would be their couple
name?
No,
I've not done the washing. Oh, Cruz, Bardem. What about Damn Cruz?
I love that.
Damn Cruz.
Damn Cruz. I was going to say Penavier.
Oh, I love Penavier. I got a chill saying it. Penavier.
I'm naming my firstborn child Penavier.
It sounds like a dessert caviar, if you will. That's why I think it sounds very rich and enticing.
Ooh la la. Much like the couple themselves.
Oh, and if we got to go back all the way to Hollywood's early greats, the big iconic like couple, Bogey and Bacall, Humphrey
yes.
Bogart and Lauren Bacall, they kick things off with The Big Sleep, a very cool noir.
Oof.
And he is like, you know, the Maltese Falcon. He's Casablanca. He's got that coat. He's got that fedodo
archetypal
on.
Did you say fedodo?
He's got a fedodo.
Oh, my gosh. He's that archetypal grizzled detective, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? He's seen some shit, you know?
I reckon he really meets his match when he is paired with her on screen, because she captures like that femme fatale so powerfully, where they feel even-handed, like they've got that push and pull of status in their movies.
Totally, which is like definitely hard considering, you know, I think Lauren Bacall was like pretty young when they met.
Yeah, and he was extremely old-looking man. He was a grizzled old gumshoe.
Yeah. For her on screen to hold her own never feels like she's being overpowered by him.
Yeah.
It really feels like it's two equally powerful actors like kind of going at each other is like kind of a testament to their chemistry.
Mm,
yeah.
Absolutely.
What's their couple name?
Well, Bogey and Bacall, very old school.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go. They got the double Bs. The double Bs.
The double Bs.
The double Bs.
I mean, they're pretty similar to Bacall.
Yeah.
Bagart.
What about Hump Call?
Love that.
Hump Call.
I love Hump Call.
Yeah.
I simply adore Hump Call.
Give me a Hump Call, dude.
Bruh, give me a Hump Call.
It's the old 1940s edition of a booty call. And it's named of the two most gorgeous creatures to ever walk that silver screen.
Shang that Hump Call movie on. One that's kind of top of mind for me at the moment is Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Ooh.
Because he wrote, directed, and starred in Quiet Place, cast his wife, which... Wise or not wise, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one to say because I really cannot imagine like working with my partner like that close like that. I've kept my lives very separate.
Yeah.
I'm a man of many worlds and they never intersect.
Right.
My worlds have never collided, if you will.
You contain multitudes.
Absolutely. As do you.
Thank you, honey.
But can you imagine that, like, you know, creating like an apocalyptic world and then going like, yes, my wife, the strongest woman in the world is going to be.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I've listened to him. He recently did an interview with Conan O'Brien where he was talking about how Quiet Place was an ode to his family. And it makes sense to me that he cast his wife, as well as her being Emily Blunt, being an incredible actress.
Mm-hmm.
Giving that kind of family feel to that movie just kind of makes it hit a lot deeper as well.
Truly. I think there's like that metatextual quality to that movie that makes it like really hit home, like why people have embraced The Quiet Place as like a modern horror classic.
Mm.
But I got to tell you, it broke my heart because I remember... I had this deep feeling, this memory of Emily Blunt being with one of my guys, Michael Bublé.
He's your guy?
He was one of my guys because he was a modern day crooner. I look at him and go, Dean Martin has been reborn as Michael Bublé. And I remember that they met at a Logie Awards ceremony.
No.
Yeah. And I remember, it's just like, it's trapped in my head. Her and Michael Bublé, I'm like, that is a Hollywood couple to really embrace and to really look up to. Because they met at the Logies. It felt like, you know, a bit of us was making it to the big world.
Why were either of them there?
My Bublé was popped on that day when John Krasinski made A Quiet Place.
Your Bublé?
My Bublé. My Bublé, yeah. Bublé.
Blunt
that was
and
their,
Bublé.
That was their couple name, Bublé.
And now they're Blazinski?
Blazinski. Shit, that
Do
was...
Do you reckon?
I'm terrified to say yes because that was the name of my primary school principal.
Oh.
Miss Blazinski.
Yeah.
Quite a stern person.
Yep.
I never got in trouble. I was quite a sweetie pie, but I was scared of her nonetheless.
Blazinski ruled with an iron fist.
Absolutely. And a bob cut to match.
Ooh.
Yeah, she rocked a bob. It was after all the early 2000s.
Shout out to Blazinski.
Yeah, principal. Caroline Blazinski, as I want to guess her name is. So shout outs to her.
Wherever you and your bob are right now, we salute you.
We love the bob. Keep the bob.
Bring back the bob.
One of the big ones that has kind of captured the popular conscious is Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, right?
Mm.
They meet working overboard. Then they form this beautiful family.
Mm.
They've got Wyatt Russell as a son, the star of Black Mirror, the star of Everybody Wants Some.
Woman in the Window.
He's in Woman in the Window and he's spectacular in it.
What I love about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're so hot.
Exactly. She's one of the biggest comedic stars of all time. He's one of the biggest action stars of all time.
And when they meet, they're two of the hottest, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think when we see hot couples, movie stars get together, we're like, well, that's not going to last.
Yeah.
And instead, they're one of the like longest lasting relationships in Hollywood.
Exactly.
And thank goodness, because otherwise we wouldn't see them team up on screen as Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Huh?
You might know, Alexi, that I am a fan of specifically Netflix produced Christmas movies.
Yes, it's not new information in our friendship. I know that this is something you hold dear. But they play Santa and Mrs. Claus?
In the Christmas Chronicles, yes. It's hot.
That would melt my screen to go, oh, Santa's married to Goldie Hawn. It's his real life wife.
Exactly.
Dude.
Santa's home and Goldie Hawn's there.
Wow.
And they're going to snuggle up for some cocoa on the couch.
Oh my God. I hope it's not too steamy because the cocoa is steamy. The one that actually means the most to me as a young man growing up a Greek guy who admired cinema like it meant the world to me
mm-hmm.
was the godfather of independent film, John Cassavetes, my personal hero, and my other personal hero, Jenna Rollins. Oh. They basically together invented independent cinema. They're a married couple. They're both actors. They're both like very big creative types, huge energy coming off them. They started making films independently because they didn't really fit in the studio system. With stuff like A Woman Under the Influence and Opening Night. And both of these films and many other films that they made together feature big titanic performances by Jenna Rollins, where she like embodies like, you know, a woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown, really kind of surpassing a nervous breakdown and going into something quite fascinating and quite surreal. And they have like this really strong relationship where they are very deep creative collaborators who kind of like inspire each other to like push their craft further. She talked so lovingly about him in some interviews over the last few years because he passed away a long, long time ago, like the end of the 80s. And she's still been around making movies since. She's the old lady in The Notebook. And her son directed that movie, Nick Cassavetes.
It's a family affair.
It's a family of filmmakers. They inspire me so much, the Cassavetes, Rollins. They would refinance their house, like remortgage their house every time they would make a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
And you said the great thing about John was he'd always get us the house back at the end.
Aw, that's sweet.
So cool. They're it's so inspiring.
But it's sweet.
It's very stressful. And their movies are quite stressful as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's their couple name then?
I would say Casro.
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 Okay.
Sounds all like right. The name of a dog or something.
Casro. There's a couple that had their first kiss as co-stars and then they fell in love after.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who
mm-hmm.
is it?
Andrew Rannells and Tuck Watkins.
Oh, from the boys in the band.
Yeah, so they were both in the play.
Mm-hmm.
They share a little smooch.
Mm-hmm.
They fall in love.
Wow.
The film is then made. We watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I love that film. We talked about it on the first season of this series and I have watched it, I think, 3 times since.
Really?
I really love that movie and they're both freaking great in it.
Do you get that sense of them bringing something from off screen?
I actually didn't even know that they were a couple because they're like different in the film. So, whoa. I'm kind of a bit mind blown by this right now.
You got to go back for a fifth watch.
Yeah, I'm going back in.
Mm.
The boys getting back into the band.
The boys in the back of the band kissing.
Oh, man. That's really exciting, actually. Another like big superpower couple that have only really done one shared performance together, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
Mm.
They are obviously so famous. Like they're two like mega stars, extreme power wattage. Vaults coming out of the bloody wazoo with them
mm-hmm.
as far as their movie stardom goes. But they've only shared one role together, which is in the biopic Ali about Muhammad Ali. I think it's Will Smith's best performance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jada Pinkett Smith plays one of his wives, who's like an ex-Playboy model, but who doesn't like conform to his like Islamic views. And I think they are freaking amazing in it together. I would love to see more from them as a couple on screen.
Mm.
But I think that's kind of fascinating, right? Like, what do you think it is about, like, these couples on screen? Do you think there's that metatextuality that makes it exciting? Or do you think it is just, like, you're seeing real chemistry?
Interesting to watch a couple perform as a couple.
Mm.
In the same way, it's interesting to watch people perform sex scenes.
Oh, wow.
In that it's like there's something so intimate but also like subliminal about it. Does that make sense?
I think it's like that voyeuristic quality, right? Like you're getting a glimpse into like what their real lives are like.
Yeah, or what their ideas about what they're doing should like look like to other people.
The expression of it.
Totally, right? My fear, if I ever had to do one, I would be doing it wrong. And then
you make a weird move.
Yeah, I'd be like honking or something and people would be like, is this what you do? And I'd be like, No.
It's my character.
I thought everyone did this.
It's my character, yeah, exactly. I promise you.
I don't do this every day. And I feel like on the flip side of that, like with couples and stuff, the idea of having to create an image of a couple from the outside when you're already in the couple, it's just another layer of performance.
Yeah.
It feels a lot more intimate.
Yeah. Man, this has been cool, dude.
Hola. Javier, I am back from the shops. I got some dishwashing tablets like you asked for.
Yes, Penelope, I cannot wait to put them in.
I hate that you do this every time, Javier.
I flip coin every day.
Please just put the dishwasher on at dinner time. We have children that we have to look after. And I do not have time for you to flip a coin every time I ask you to put the dishwasher on.
I must flip my coin.